Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a very good afternoon to everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria, your lovely host. At Home with Victoria is a show that we do a lot of interviews with celebrities, folks that really try to help nonprofit organizations as well as charities, women issues, health and beauty, fashions, and all that good stuff. And speaking of fashions, I have been so excited about today's show. HSN fashion designer Carolyn Strauss is going to be joining us, and I think she is on the line. So let's go ahead and see if that is Carolyn. Carolyn has done a little bit of everything. She's been a Ford model. She's also a motivational speaker. Carolyn, are you there?
Of course I'm here, Victoria. Hi.
Hello, darling.
Happy spring,
how are
darling.
You?
I'm great. How are you?
I am good. When I put the word out there that you were going to be on the show, my goodness, and I'll have to tell you, the most thing that all the women were asking about was that they love the idea that you really design clothes for women with curves and petites. That's all I kept hearing about.
Oh, I love that. It's funny. Our original tagline for the Carolyn Strauss collection was, clothing for the perfect body, yours. And that was the tagline. And that was what we were designing. I believe that every woman's body is perfect. It is what it is. If we were all the same size, it's funny. I did that fashion show that, you know, you and I talked about on Facebook at Macy's a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And it was really interesting because it was like hosting a reality show where I had two guest stylists, actually people from the audience, who got to take models in the back and choose outfits for them and bring them in, and they kind of competed for a prize. It was a very fun show, really wild, but the fascinating thing was all of the models had to be a size 4.
Interesting.
So I had these six beautiful young models who all wore a size 4. Now, of course, you know, different hair colors, different skin tones, all of that. Mm-hmm. But they were all the same size. And I actually was thinking about it while I was doing this. I was thinking, how boring would life be if everybody was a size 4?
I agree.
I mean, it would be boring for men. You know, I mean, the motivational speaking that I do is all about creating peaceful, powerful relationships. And, you know, I do a whole program on you know, the gender differences in how men and women communicate and, you know, sexual attraction for men and sexual attraction for women and all this stuff. And there are lots of men who would not be happy if all women were 5'10 and a size 4. I just have to say that.
No. And, you know, I totally have to agree with you on that because, you know, when you're just in your everyday life and you're around your friends and family members and you have conversations about what men like versus what women like, I have to tell you, at least I would say 90% of the men that I have talked to in my experience as a television journalist, all of them always tell me that they like women that have curves or little meat on their bones. It's very rare that I ever hear a guy says that he wants a thick, thin woman.
Right. I mean, you know what? And for some men, that is their type. And that's great. You know, on a biological, instinctual level, every man has his type. I mean, the woman that will just, you know, get him going just by her being there. And that's fine. That's evolution. That's great. But in terms of that, some men are attracted to skinny, big, tall, short, dark, light, medium, whatever. And so that's why it's so much fun to create clothing for all women. That's why my job is such, that's why I'm so blessed to get to do it.
Now, but there are a lot of designers out there, and I certainly don't know any of them by name. I just know it as a nature of me being a television journalist. There are a lot of designers out there, Carolyn, who don't make clothes for plus-size women and care
for
women with
honey.
Curves. And I never understand that because they're missing out on such a wonderful opportunity, you know, to dress us.
I'm not going to say who it was. But when I started modeling, remember, I was a plus-size model. I was a size 18 fit model and plus-size model in New York City from 1984 to 2004. So I made a living being a size 18. And in the late 80s, I was at a petite fashion show that a very famous designer had decided to do petite, which was, you know, a huge step back in the late 80s because there weren't that many people doing special sizes. And I walked up to this designer and said, hey, when are you going to do plus sizes? And literally the designer looked at me and said, oh, honey, I do not upholster furniture.
Are you serious?
I almost died. And I thought, you know what? You are missing out, honey, and I am going to take care of it for you. Someday you'll come begging me to model
right.
for you. And I just need you to know that within the next 5 years, I was modeling for them because they were doing plus sizes, because that's
wow.
where I was. So just so you know,
lesson to you need to be careful of what you speak and what you say, right?
It, be very careful. Never use the word never.
Never, yeah, exactly. Never, ever use
it. Because it will come back and bite you in whatever size your butt happens to be.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. And, Carolyn, the way that I came about just loving your fashions and designs, I was at home sick one day, and I happened to be flipping the channels, and I had saw Anthony was on that day doing some designs, and it was later on, then all of a sudden you came on, and,
yep.
and I have to tell you what struck me about you was really your personality, and then you really spoke to the fact about designing for all women, no matter what your size is. But more importantly, this is what you said that really, really, really got me going. When you talked about making clothes for women that aren't clothes that your teenagers could wear, like I'm not trying to squeeze into, you know, a small, medium, or large that's not made for my body versus it's made for someone who's a teenager. That is
right.
what really struck a chord with me when you talked about that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's really... What I love about, first of all, what I love about our fabric that has 10% spandex in it, that it really does work with any size woman's body. You know what I mean? Like, it really does drape beautifully over your body. So if you happen to be very full through the hips, it drapes really lovely over your hips. So it doesn't, you know, it never shows lumps or bumps. If your arms are full, it drapes well. But what I love is we usually get the opportunity to do 7 or 8 styles in a show, as you know. Like, okay, so it's our 13th anniversary coming up this Wednesday night at 11 Eastern, and then I have 3 shows on Thursday and 3 shows on Friday, and I'll give you the times for those.
Okay.
So what's cool is let's take one of the new groups for that I think is debuting on Wednesday night at 11, and it's called Flowers on the Border. Now, there are 8 different styles. One of them is a cowl neck dress. We've got this great fit and flare skirt that has a floral design coming up the side. It's a border print.
Mm-hmm.
And a tunic that matches, that has the flower on the sleeve growing up from the 3/4 sleeve tunic. It is the cutest thing. But if that's not your style, there's the jacket and the 2-pack of tanks in the different colors that work. So no matter what your body is, with the different lengths that we offer and the different silhouettes, there will be something for most women's bodies that will fit and flatter. I love going shopping with my girlfriends because when they try something on, it's not right. I'm like, take it off. I love you. Take it off. You know, if there's something better, take it off. I will not let my friends buy something that isn't fabulous. So what's neat is I won't put something out there with my label in it without it either working on, this is the criteria, me, my sister, my mom, my grandmother, my aunt, or 2 of my girlfriends. All 7 of us women are so incredibly different in terms of our bodies, our styles, and our tastes. So if I create something that wouldn't work on any of these 7 categories of women,
you're not putting it out there.
We don't do it. I'll be like, no, let's cancel that. So we design 30 or 40 things, and 8 of them make it into the show.
Wow.
That's how it works, and it's so much fun. And I do have an incredible design team. And as you know, Victoria, the thing I'm most proud of is that we are made in the U.S.
In the USA, yes, that's right. You talk about that a lot. Yes, you do.
Oh. Honey, well, listen, my dad had to close his business in the 80s due to overseas competition, and that broke his heart, and it broke my heart watching him do that, and I will not do that. I won't. If we have to go overseas, I'm not going to say I will never go overseas for anything, because occasionally there are things that I want to do or we want to do that cannot be done in the States.
Right,
like
you have
certain,
to do that. Yeah.
Right? I mean, certain embroideries or certain neck trims or certain pieces have got to be brought in because we don't manufacture much in the U.S.
anymore.
And the skill of the workers here, there aren't people who are willing to sit and hand embroider here on a massive scale. You know what I mean?
So
and
when you're on the air... So when you are on the air on HSN, and I remember a couple of times you have talked about how difficult it is for someone to sit down. I think it was a top that you had or a jacket, and it had just, you know, beautiful flowers and embroidery that was all over it. And you were talking about how that really is a skill, but more importantly, it's difficult to get someone, you know, to spend the time to sit down and literally put that stuff on those garments. So that is difficult then.
It's really difficult here. It's hard. You can do it if you're a couture house and you're making 20 garments. It's the reason beaded wedding dresses cost $15,000-$20,000. Because somebody's willing to sit there and hand sew on this gorgeous beading, which I think is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We are very conscious of what our garments cost. I want a woman to be able to walk out and look fabulous for way less than $100. I mean, because that's my price point in my head where I go, okay, if I can wear this 10 times and it costs me less than $100, this is how my little weird math brain works, then it's $10 a time and that's the cost of lunch. Okay, will I spend the cost of lunch on this outfit? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and that's
right.
How it works. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
and one
thing too about, you know, for anyone that that follows you and that do buy your fashions, one thing that I love about your fashions is that you can mix and match. So if I get a pair of pants, and you know, I can use one of my own tops. If I get one of your tops, I can use one of my own bottoms. So I love that you know, you can literally buy your fashions, and I can use it with anything that I already have at home in my own closet, or I can mix it with another designer. And I really think that's key, because that way you're getting your bang for your buck, you know, when you're ordering fashions like that.
Absolutely. And I'm a huge fan of the button-down white shirt, okay? I am a huge fan of that crisp white shirt look. So when I'm out speaking a lot of times, I'll want to wear that very, if I'm doing, let's say, a corporate program, I work with CEOs all over the world, and I do CEO, you know, leadership trainings and stuff, which is so much fun. And what's neat is mostly in the CEO groups that I play with, it's like 90% men. I thank God when there are always a couple of women in the room, but it's 90% men. And it's so interesting because my fashion world is so about women, and this other world is about men. I get
about
the balance.
Men.
It's really fun for me.
Now, how did you cross over from, was it a natural progression to you to go from the whole fashion world to the CEO? Because when I introduced you at the top of the hour, I did mention that you're a motivational speaker. And I knew that, you know, just following you, that you did some motivational speaking, but I didn't know, Carolyn, that it was to the extent of what you do. I feel like you spend just as much time going around the country, traveling and speaking to people also than you do with your fashions as well.
It's almost about 50-50, actually. It is.
Yeah.
And the beauty of that, the reason I have the freedom to do that, Victoria, is that we have been doing HSN. This is our 13th anniversary. We literally did our first shows in the fall of 97, and you know, I mean, that's amazing to me. It's
yes,
just amazing,
that is
to me
amazing.
That,
yeah. Well, and obviously too, what that says to me is that you're very good at what you do, because I've heard people say it before, and I think I've heard you say it before too. There's no way your name would be out there, your fashions would be out there if women we're not happy with the product, because, you know, when we're not happy about something, we can scream to our lungs and let you know how unhappy we are about something. So that's a testament to you and your staff, really.
Thank you. It's actually really a testament to my company. It's a testament to my business partner, Scott, who you've seen on TV, and you've seen me. You know, there's that little behind-the-scenes video that you can actually, if you're on Facebook with me, because I know so many of your audience is on Facebook with you, if they want to click on to me, there's a little behind the scenes at HSN, and you'll see Scott, and you'll see what it's like to be there, which is very fun. And next time I'm out at the factory, I'm going to do a little behind the scenes at the factory, and that'll be really fun, and I'll put that up there.
Great. And just as a note, guys, if you are out there on Facebook, Carolyn is on Facebook, so just type in her name, and she'll certainly come up. And I did see that video. I watched it a couple of weeks ago. So when you said Scott, I knew exactly who you were talking about. And I like that video because it really gives you sort of a nice quick summary of sort of the day in life of Carolyn Strauss from the time that you walk into the studio until the time that you go on the air. And that's really cool.
It's fun because people are saying, what's it really like there? And I'm like, okay, well, I'm in my little dressing room with my little makeup people, and then I walk down this corridor kind of by myself. It's, you know, the glamour is just, you know, underwhelming. But what I was saying is the reason I am free to do a lot of the speaking that I do is that we have been doing this 13 years, and we do have it down almost to a system. Like once we've got it designed, which is the part that we're all, you know, that I'm really most focused on, then really Scott takes over and gets it manufactured, gets it costed, gets it priced, make sure it can get done in a way that we can bring it to our ladies the way that I intend for them to get it home and feel good about it. So while that whole part's going on, of course I'm looking for ideas and thinking about what comes next, but I got to go do something else. So,
you know, we're very happy about that, too. We're very happy about that because I got to tell you, you know, any time a woman of your stature, your ability, your background is out there, you know, on the speaking circuit, I'm just for myself. I'm just all for that. So I was so super excited, I have to tell you, when I went on your website. Carolyn has her own website, too. Is it carolynstrauss.com?
Carolynstrauss.com. I'm the easiest person on the planet to find. My dad is like, I really hope you never get a stalker, honey, because you are way too easy to find.
You are very, yeah. And basically, you can tell that you're easy to find because you know everything that I'm saying is true. I follow you all the time, and I've signed up on your website. So if you do decide to visit Carolyn's website, there's a little thing where she will send you emails, and you can kind of you know, get up to date on what her life is and what she's doing. But all of that said is that I was so just super happy when I saw all of the motivational speaking that you do, because you and I both know women out here go through so much, you know, whether it's a lot of stories that I've covered in my television career, domestic violence, you know, a lot of women don't have jobs, they're single parents. I mean, just to have someone like you of your level out there speaking and to motivate people, I just really have to commend you on that.
Well, thank you. Well, let's do a program together. Let's, like,
yes,
get together.
Yes, absolutely. We should.
You have such a huge fan base. Let's do, you know, a three-hour morning program for women who could come and feel really good, and we could talk about, you know, how to dress and how to show up, and then how to have the life that you want.
Yes. Oh, you know what? I love that idea of what you just said, bringing women together and show them in terms of how to present themselves and look presentable, and then we can do something on public speaking, you know, if you're going for a job interview. Yeah, I love that. Well, you and I behind the scenes will make that happen.
Let's talk about
that,
seriously, because how fun would that be, Victoria? We would have a blast. And the women who came would have a blast. Here's the thing. You know how I just said we would have a blast? A lot of women won't say that because, like, oh, you know, I mean, it's got to be good for everybody else, but it doesn't have to be that good for me. And my thought is, heck no. If it's not fun for me, I'm not doing it, people. You know, life is about taking what you're doing and having fun with it. If you have children, and, you know, the whole point of having them is to build people that you like. So if you like them, go do fun things with them. Mm-hmm. Okay, find what you love to do, find what they love to do, and go do it with them. I mean, museums and outdoor concerts. I mean, every town, every city has their outdoor concerts in the summer.
Yes.
Go play and do that kind of stuff. And don't worry about the laundry. Oh, my God. I mean, I just see so many women. This is the thing that kills me. We get stuck doing the day-to-day things because we think that that's what needs to be done, and that's what other people expect of us. And my thought is, look, get up in the morning, get dressed, put on clothing that makes you look good, feel good, and fits you, and that's where my clothing line comes in. And then once that's done, now, who do you want to be today? Who are you that the people in your life are, who are you for the people in your life, and what do you want to do that tomorrow will be better than today? That you can look back on today and go, oh, now that rocked. What do I want to do tomorrow? I mean, life is too damn short.
It is.
Have
you always had this, like, zest that you have for life and positive attitude your whole life?
Yeah, and it really scared people when I was younger. I was called obnoxious a lot. I was called obnoxious a lot because I was always like, what do you mean you can't do that? Just go do it. My sister goes nuts. I think my sister might be listening if you are. Hi, R. And she is always like, Carolyn, but I'm not you. I can't just go do stuff. I'm like, yeah, you can. And
yeah,
if you don't
you
think you can,
yeah,
just fake
yeah.
it, go do it anyway. And if it doesn't work.
Well, I could see people, I mean, I could see some people maybe thinking that about you. And the only reason why I say that is because, you know, when you're very direct and you come off, especially on television, you're very direct and you're very confident. So I think, you know, maybe some people could see that as what you just said, but if so, that would certainly be the only reason.
Thanks.
But how?
Well, yeah, it doesn't happen now that I'm in my 40s. You know, when I was in my 20s,
right,
it was
you.
A little much. Now that I'm in my 40s, they're like, yeah, okay, it is what it is.
Right.
But
right.
I have
a question. Let me get one of these. Can you believe we only have 8 minutes left? I hate it when people send me questions. I know, and I can't get the questions on. This one woman says that she loves Carolyn Strauss, and she just says, thank you so much for fitting her size. And she says she is a size 20, and she always feels very good in your clothes. So, and her name is Rosalind. So Rosalind says thank you.
Well, Rosalind, it is my pleasure. It is my joy. For you, darling, just 10 deep breaths at the top of every hour, and it's all good. And when you start from it's all good, you look great, you feel great. Start from it's all good, and nothing can really get to you.
Exactly. Here's another question. This gentleman, we have a guy in the house. Hello.
Woohoo.
This gentleman, Ron, says that he wants to know, is it difficult getting into the fashion design industry in America today?
That is a great question. It depends what your vision for your business is.
Mm-hmm.
To become like a very well-known designer, which, by the way, it's funny, I don't put myself in that category. I mean, I, you know, look at the Donna Karens of the world and the Vera Wangs of the world and the Anthonys mm-hmm. and the Diane Gilmans, and I look at them and I see them as those really high-end designers. I mean, or well-known designers,
right,
you know, Ralph
right.
Lauren. And
mm-hmm.
So to become that is a little challenging because it's about having the right marketing stuff behind you
mm-hmm.
with your stuff. But my thought is, look, I've always believed if you are brilliantly talented, if this is where your genius lies, it will find a way to show up in the world, because you're not designing. If you were born to be a designer and you're not doing it, is being selfish.
Okay. Okay.
The world needs what you are gifted to do. However, look, I love to sing, okay? I'm okay at it. I'm not great. I thought when I was younger I would have a career as a singer. Yeah, not going to happen, right? But that's not the gift. It's a gift that I give to myself when I sing.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, yeah.
See what I'm saying? But the gift
yes.
is my ability to, I guess, create clothes that make women feel good and men make people feel good about their lives.
Okay. And Carolyn, just to let you know, my producer was able to add some more time, so we added 20 minutes to the show. I hope you can stay, but if you have to go, I do understand. But
well, I'm going to go to a spin class in an hour,
okay.
but I can stay till I have to run to the spin class.
Great. Well, we've got about 20 more minutes that they added.
Oh.
I just hate it when people send all these questions and I don't get them in. I just don't like that. But here's more of something, I guess, that they want you to comment on, and that's about television reality shows like Project Runway. Do you like those?
Love them. Love
mm-hmm.
them. I think they're fabulous. I think the way they do it, where every time they come back from a commercial break, you have to spend 5 minutes repeating what you just did. I'm like, just move on, okay? So that you know, the technical part of the way they're structured
right.
bugs me a little bit. But I think they're fabulous. I think that they give people who would never maybe have the opportunity to show what they can do an audience. I think it's incredible. I think reality television, if it's not really gross or corny, I think it's, right. I think it'd be amazing. Like, I mean, I don't watch American Idol every week, but I follow it.
Mm-hmm,
You know, I think it gives people with real talent a chance. I mean, gosh, when I was in the 80s, I wanted to go on Star Search and sing. That's how much I wanted to be a singer, Victoria. I mean, I thought Star Search was cool, right? So,
right.
So my answer to reality shows, if you can get on one, get on one.
That's great. And here is a, another young lady who says that her mother wears petite clothing, and that so she just wants to thank you so much for dressing petites, because I guess it's difficult to go inside the stores. And this is another young lady who wants you to talk about what is it like working with the models and the hosts on HSN. She says, you all look like you're one big happy family.
She wants dirt. I love when people want dirt. Let me go back to the petite comment first. Not
okay.
Every item we do in petites. All of the showstoppers and the sets that we do, we almost always do in petite. Now, there is a three-piece set that's coming up, and I'm actually going to get you guys the item number if that's not too obnoxious.
No,
It's coming. The item number, it's in the shows starting on Wednesday night, and
okay.
It is... Actually, no, it's on Thursday morning. No,
it's
on Thursday at 1. Let me. It's so funny. I've got my show orders right in front of me.
We get direct behind the scenes from Carolyn Strauss, everyone. This is not obnoxious at all. This is great.
Okay, good. All right, the pants set is item number 328739.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
328739, and it is... a three-piece pants set, and I am pretty sure, I'm almost positive that it's in petite, and it is not going to last through all of these shows. So I want to make sure that you guys, because you're listening to Victoria and you're here, you know, early with us, you can get it home. Because, yeah, that's one of the items that I'm pretty sure, and I'm actually going to check it while we're on the line. Okay, so, and then, let's see. Okay, and do we all get along? Look, everybody there, and we do have, by the way, petites and talls in that pants set.
Okay, let me write that.
There's petites and talls.
And
so
Carolyn, while you work on that, I neglected to tell you, and I apologize, we have a chat room also on At Home with Victoria. I want to say hello to the guests that are joining us, if you are just joining in. Ms. Carolyn Strauss, HSN fashion designer, is on the line on At Home with Victoria. She's also a motivational speaker, as well as a former Ford model. So I want to say hi to our guests. And Simone is joining us also. Simone, I know for a fact, Carolyn, went to school for fashion design. So she told me to tell you as I'm reading in the chat room. She says she is a great speaker, and she's got an exclamation point down there. So thank you, Simone, and all the guests. Thanks for visiting. We love you, too.
Oh, thank you. You guys are, this is just too much fun. And talk about multitasking. How do you do that? How do you stay in the chat room and talk to me and run your show? See,
you are
amazing.
It's called being in television news for 15 years, and I had to produce and read the news and do scripts and do everything, so you kind of learn how to do every single thing at one time. So.
Yep, it's insane. Wow. Wow, yeah, no. Okay, so do we all get along? Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the models on HSN work so hard. Here's something that nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
The models' room is like 1,000 feet away from the fashion studio. Okay, if I were running HSN, the first thing I would do, I probably shouldn't say this out loud, but I would do it anyway because it just drives me nuts.
Right.
The models have to run like so far from, you would think that they would put the dressing room in the back of that studio, right? So that the models mm-hmm. could be there. Those models get more exercise in a one-hour show. I don't think I could do it. They work so hard.
They seem like they never sleep also. It's like 1 minute I'll turn on. I kid you not. It'll be like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, Carolyn. And then the next time I'll turn on, it's like 9 o'clock. And I'm like, hey, didn't I just see her? Like overnight, I mean, it seems like they never get any sleep. You're right. They seem like they work all the time. They look
on fashion days, they actually do nap in the back in the models room in between, like I do during a Today's Special. We all do. All of us who do Today's Specials. During a Today's Special, you know, you've got a show, and then it looks like you've got 3 hours off, but you've got a meeting with the next host, and then you've got another hour in the hair and makeup chair, people. Okay, this is, I know you had Anthony on the other day. I bet he didn't spend time talking about how much time it takes him to get ready to go on TV.
Anthony, he didn't talk about that.
He gets powdered. We have no hair issues, and he goes out there and looks fabulous. Okay, this
right.
is the only time I have man envy. The only time I think how cool it would be to be a guy.
Right.
Would be the hour that I spend sitting in that makeup chair,
getting my
hair and makeup ready. Oh, by the way, to be in high definition, why couldn't they go into high definition when I was in my 30s? What is this? You
right.
know, we wait till I'm in my 40s to put me on HD? Come on.
Right.
It's
exactly.
just not fair.
That's funny. Of course, all of the television news anchors in America and reporters, when that happened, everyone was freaking out. But what was so funny, one television station, I can't remember where it was, but it was in the Midwest, Carolyn, so crazy, they actually started giving.
Are you there? Victoria?
Carolyn, you still there? Carolyn, you still there? Carolyn, are you there?
Yeah?
Carolyn, are you there?
I am.
Somehow I ended up losing you for a quick second. I apologize about that. But I think the last thing you were talking about was the makeup and having to sit there in the chair.
Yeah, and you were talking about the the station.
Right. So there was a television station that sent gift certificates to all the women to go have facials because of that. I didn't know if that was an insult or if that was a good thing, but I thought that was hilarious.
It's so funny. I was freaked. I was really freaked. The other challenge is, like, if people got one of those widescreen flat TVs and they don't
mm-hmm.
have the HD thing picked hooked up, do you know how wide I look? I mean, I work so hard to not look wide. We look really funny. It's just funny. This is just funny stuff, Victoria. I mean, this is just, you've got to laugh at all of it. I mean, that's the thing about life. I mean, you saw my thought of the day the other day. It was like, whatever comes up, ask yourself, how is this funny?
I missed that one, but I normally do read your stuff every single day. And that's another thing. For those of you that are just joining us, we had a quick drop out there, and I apologize, but you are listening to At Home with Victoria. Carolyn Strauss, fashion designer, motivational speaker, is joining us, and she has a big anniversary at the HSN coming up. So that's what we've kind of been talking a little bit about all of that. But, Carolyn, I was thinking, too, I love how you use your Facebook to not only interact with fans and your friends and family and folks that buy your clothes, but you use it in such a positive way that you're always having these great sayings and quotes on your statuses. So I always know if I'm having a bad day or something's going wrong, I always know I can go to your page and something there is going to make me happy. And I love that about you. I really do.
Thank you. It's funny. I don't do it every day because, you know what, some days I just don't have a thought. Seriously.
Right.
It's a thought of the day. If you follow me on Twitter, it's a tweet of the day. And I'll have them. And then if I think of something, and it's usually something that's going on with me. So it's so interesting. You can always find out where I am in my world. Like,
mm-hmm.
I wrote something on Friday about, so if you haven't done your taxes yet, you might want to think about it. Oh, I was just talking to me. I have my meeting with my accountant tomorrow morning. They're not done. Come on. I mean,
right.
I'm going to go to my spin class, and then I'm grounded for the night so that I can stay home and get my taxes done. It's hilarious. You know,
right, but
all
I still like, though, how on your Facebook page, there, I mean, there's just always a positive message that you have on there, and I just think that's really cool.
I think there's so much negative out there. I mean, you're in TV journalism, right? What would you say is the percentage of really happy stories you cover compared to the percentage of not so happy stories?
Oh my! I mean, it's Carolyn, please. It's so low. I mean, you know, I mean, I would probably say out of 100%, I would probably say probably not even 15 or 20% of the stories that I cover or that I read on the evening newscast is anything positive. And that was one reason why I wanted to do this show, because after being in the news business for 18 years and being a news anchor and a reporter, literally it happened to me that one day I literally woke up and I was so sad, and I kind of thought, I feel like I have spent my whole life talking about bad stuff.
Yep.
And I had a very difficult time accepting that all these years, every time you see me, I'm bringing you negative news. And I thought, I would love to do my own show or have, you know, a show on TV or radio where all I can do is positive news, talk about happy things. So that was what sort of started me in doing my own show. And I've been having great support from fans and family and friends on doing it. Because I got sick and tired of only reading about murders and politics and this and that. It got to be too much for me. It really did.
I so get it. And here's the other thing. If you think about it, so all of us, right, we are bombarded with this negative energy. It's words have vibration. You know, every time you say something, there's a vibration to it. And, you know, we have so much negative energy coming at us that I love that you're doing this internet radio show, because you can bring because you've got such a lovely, positive, smart energy, and you have a way to now bring that out on the positive side, you know?
Yeah.
And for all of us, we have to have those positive people in our lives that uplift us and do that for us. And by the way, if you have somebody in your life where it's always negative, do you ever have that somebody, Victoria, where every time they call, you go, oh,
yes,
yuck,
yes,
and your shoulders drop? And every time you see their caller
yes.
ID, you go, ew. Or every time you
yes.
see an email from them, you go, ew. It's time
yes.
to break up. It's
okay.
time to end that relationship. Or one of my favorite things to do is to say to somebody, look, I really love you. And the way our relationship was used to work for me. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
work for me anymore. But here's what I'd love it to look like. And then really describe what kind of relationship you want with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Then what that does is it puts the ball directly in their court. And if
mm-hmm.
they say, you know what, I can't do that or I don't want to play, you say, great, I love you and I wish you the best. But what a lot of us do is we'll just say, you know what, I don't like that person and I'm not hanging out with them anymore and I'm too tired, I can't deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And shutting
mm-hmm.
them down doesn't give them a chance to fix it.
Interesting. That
Isn't that
is really,
neat?
Really good. Yeah.
It's amazing
wow.
how that works. It works with boyfriends.
You know, and you know
what's
even more fascinated about that scenario that you did, that when there's nothing negative about that. So when you're approaching the other person, you know, you're not coming off as being negative or nasty. I like
and saying,
that.
You did this, and you do that,
yeah.
and you do
yeah.
this, and I can't
yeah.
stand when you... No. It's all about, you know what, I love you, and our relationship used to work for me, and it doesn't work for me anymore.
Right.
But
what
here's what I want it to be.
Yes. I love that.
See,
I
and then you
that.
Take all of the accountability and the responsibility on you, because if they decide that they can't play by your rules, this is
mm-hmm.
your game. If they're not going to play by your rules in your game, and I'm not saying being strict and, you know, you have
sure,
to do it this way,
sure.
but if somebody really impacts your life negatively every time they show up, give them a chance to shift it, and then if they aren't willing to or aren't able to shift it, you then get to say, you know what, I love you, but I just can't spend time
mm-hmm.
around someone who doesn't want what's best for me. One of my affirmations or one of the ways I live my life is I will only surround myself with people who want what's best for me and who I can want what's best for them.
Wow, that's good stuff. Wow.
Isn't that neat? I mean, think about it. With your friendships,
you're a
deep
you
woman.
Women? Like, I knew you were good at all this stuff, but my goodness, you're really deep.
Oh, honey. I'm so blessed. I am so blessed, and I've gotten really good at teaching communication because mm-hmm. I don't teach anything I don't do.
Absolutely.
I practice everything.
Every single thing, yeah.
Everything I preach, I practice. It's like it's not like you're going to, you know, find me, you know, bad-mouthing somebody out there and
sure.
going,
Because
I don't do it. I don't do it. I don't use my energy for negative.
For that, yeah.
Now, I'm not a Pollyanna, by the way. You know, somebody
right.
said to me, I was speaking for a group of CEO men, I don't know, must have been a couple months ago, and one of the guys looks at me and says, are you always this happy? Are you always such a Pollyanna? I'm like, no, darling, I have this really annoying trait, which is being human, and it really bugs me. Of course, I'll wake up and I'll have bad days, or the weather will get to me.
Right,
something
right, certainly,
or,
yeah. Even the one and only Carolyn Strauss has a bad day. There must have been, there's another email that I have. This must be a young lady that was in the audience, Carolyn, with you when you did this Macy's event. And and she says that that she had a fun time, and that we should have, that you should have had a television camera, because that needed to be on TV for the whole world to see.
Oh my gosh! Well, here's the cool thing. Tell her thank you if you can type back. And the other cool thing is that I actually did hire a video guy. I hired my friend Rob, who has a video production company, and he actually recorded it, because I've never done a show like that before, which is kind of reality. So let me see when I get it put together, Victoria. I will send you a link to it.
Let me know. Yeah, I was
going to.
Actually, even better. You know what you can do, because I have a very large video box on my Blog Talk Radio page. So if when you get it together, if you send that to me, then I'll put it in my video box so people can click on it as often as they want to see it. Of course, I want to see it too. But I'll definitely let all of our listeners and viewers know when that happens. So I'm glad that she asked that question, because I didn't even think of that.
That's so sweet. And the other thing is, you, my darling, have the coolest YouTube channel.
Oh, thank you.
I love your YouTube channel. I don't know if everybody knows this, but Victoria has this great YouTube channel, and it's all of her doing all of this reporting. I mean, you're very famous, honey.
Yeah, I never even talk about, it's funny, because I never even talk about that. I think, and I have some segments on there. I used to host a show called Around the House. It was a local version in Baltimore. It was a home improvement show, and I would do, I'm like such a craft and fashion nut, so I would do craft segments and host that show, so I put some of those segments on there too. But yeah, it's very rare, Carolyn, that I ever even mention anything about that YouTube account, which is funny you said that. So
when you do crafts, do you knit and crochet, or is it more other kinds of crafts?
I can't, like, now that kind of stuff I can't do. I've taken classes, but it's not working for me. So I make things like grapevine wreaths and scrapbooking. So, you know, all of that stuff, I'm just like really, really good at it. So listen, we've got another. This is more of a comment. This woman says that you should come back and do a show where it should just be called Ask Carolyn. So when Carolyn, if her time permits, everyone, then I'll work with her on behind the scenes. She is busy. So Carolyn, we'll see if we can get you back on here. Because I kid you not, I have about 20 more emails that I haven't even gone through that people wanted me to ask. So I'll save all of those, and I'll get with you, and we'll get you back on again. But the show is up in about 20 seconds. Carolyn, I want to thank you so much for joining us. And you promise you'll come back, right?
I promise I'll come back. Wait, tell the ladies, Wednesday night, 11 p.m., Thursday morning, 9 a.m., 1 p.m., and 7 p.m. Thursday, and Friday, 6 a.m., 11 a.m., and 4 p.m. That's 7 hours of shows on HSN this week.
Okay, and I'll go ahead and put that information up here on my site just so that they will know as well. So we look forward to seeing you on television, and you better believe that I will be watching. I'll probably pick up a few things. And also, this one dress, Carolyn, that I got, it was a V dress. And I have to tell you, I wore that baby on television one day, and I think I've never got so many calls from men telling me how nice I look. It was a faux wrap dress of yours that I got.
Yep.
And I was just feeling so pretty. And I think I had about 15 guys that asked me out on a date. So thank you so much for that.
Well, good girl. However I can help.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Happy spring, everybody. Bye.
Okay, thank you. And we want to thank you so much for taking the time with joining us on At Home with Victoria. That was the one and only Carolyn Strauss. We wish all of you a very good day. And as Carolyn said, she'll come back to visit us again, and we'll have a show, and we'll call it Ask Carolyn. So thank you so much for joining us. Our next show, we're going to be talking to Daryl Green and his wife, Phil Green, former NFL star. They've got a big function coming up where they're helping to raise money for Haiti. Good night, everybody.